Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing the year in review. It's time to begin to do our annual review of our year. The analyzation, the appraisal of what took place this year in our life to better understand the situation, to better understand our life, and to better understand the direction and the trajectory that we want to be on. It's time to analyze. It's time to understand. It's time to process, and it's time to prepare for the next timeline. And it's interesting because we don't want to miss out on the moment right now. And that's why in this moment, in these next moments, for the next hour, we're going to look at the review of your year. Beginning with the opportunities that have come through for this year, the things that have happened, the things that have come to fruition this year that was expected, wasn't expected, the things that we are looking toward. And these opportunities are so amazing when we see them for what they are. Understanding the opportunities, analyzing the opportunities, and seeing the opportunities. And I find that many opportunities actually, we see certain things as opportunities. So certain things are defined as an opportunity. But is that always the truth? Why do certain things have to be an opportunity? Why can't other things be an opportunity? And I want us to look at those too, the silent opportunities that we've had this year, the silent opportunities. Because a lot of times with these silent opportunities, we don't realize the value of that. We don't realize the situation in that. We don't see the power in those silent opportunities. And sometimes those silent opportunities are silent because we don't see necessarily that they are an opportunity. We don't see necessarily that that resonates as an opportunity. We might see it as a pain process or a problematic situation. We don't realize the value in that situation. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So those silent opportunities. We're going to also be talking about the things that we feel that we missed out on. You know, the things that we missed out on, the opportunities possibly not taken. Because again, that can be painful, but sometimes and more often than not, some of those opportunities not taken is necessarily and not necessarily an opportunity at all. It could have been misappropriated as an opportunity in its entirety. So we definitely want to look at that. We also want to look at, you know, the things that we still want to accomplish, the accomplishments that we still want to have. And those are, you know, those are things that we need to look at. Those are things that we want to analyze. Those are things that we want to tap into. Definitely looking at those opportunities. So let's begin with opportunities, the things that we define as opportunities that took place this year in review. I want you to begin at the beginning of the year and walk through it. And it's a great idea to get a journal out right now and start writing down these things. Start writing down the various things that happened throughout the year with you. Start looking at that. Start analyzing it. Start being aware of that. And so some of these opportunities that come right into your mind, write those down. Those will be those opportunities. Bam. Okay, that happened. This happened. This happened at work. I got a raise. I got a promotion. I got a new job. I had this, I had that, whatever the opportunities are. Now, they're definitely not all about work. They can be about personal life. They can be about family. There can be all different types of opportunities that we're looking for and being able to see those opportunities. So I want you to write those down because a lot of times we don't see all of our opportunities. We don't see the value of our opportunities. We don't see how important these opportunities are. And we might not be able to analyze that completely. So it can be family, career, home life, friends, all kinds of different things with these types of opportunities. Maybe we had the opportunity of meeting someone that's become a very good friend. Maybe we had the opportunity of taking a trip that we had not planned on. Maybe we had an opportunity of meeting like-minded people. Maybe we had an opportunity of getting that, you know, that raise that we wanted or working with those people that we truly wanted. And those can be very valuable in nature and barely help us to really understand ourselves. And so this is very, very, very powerful stuff. So I want you to begin to write down those opportunities and really think about this. And this is in and of itself could take a mighty long time. So things that have come to fruition, that you are thankful for, things that have come to fruition that you are thankful for, I want you to really analyze that and write that down. Put that down, write that down, analyze that, prepare for that, and that will be really helpful for you. On the flip side, a more challenging journaling will be about the silent opportunities, things that are somewhat silent in nature, things that don't seem to appear completely as an opportunity immediately, and so things that might have gone under the radar, honestly, when it came to opportunities. And I want you to think about that. What are those? Some of those opportunities could be veiled as not an opportunity. Some of those opportunities that are the silent opportunities could be actually veiled as not an opportunity. And in that case, that's something that we need to analyze, because those things can go under the radar completely, leaving us not realizing the opportunities that we've had, the experiences that we've had that have really gone far into shaping our life this year. Again, it's the year in review. And some of those silent opportunities could be things that were somewhat challenging. Some of those silent opportunities could be things that we felt we had to work really hard for or had some challenging times with. And I want you to think about that. Those are the situations that we need to look at and we need to ponder. And I think that is valuable in its resources as well, because those silent opportunities help us to understand ourselves, help us to understand where we are, what we're doing, and all the things in between, which can be super powerful. So thinking about those silent opportunities, you know, there might have been things that happened that, you know, it seemed like it took a long time to fruition. Maybe there was some hurdles that you had to jump in the process to get what you wanted, or hurdles to get where you needed. And those hurdles seemed overwhelming. And I want you to think about that, because that could also be within the silent opportunities of things that you gain, no matter the pain and the suffering and the struggles that you went through. I want you to think about that. It's always very interesting when you start analyzing your year in review, because you start analyzing the things that you went through, the stuff that you did, the things that happened. All those things are very powerful, and they all shape your life. And that's why I feel like when we begin to write these things down, we begin to see it for what it is. And we begin to see how much stuff we've actually accomplished. Because otherwise, you know, for me, I tend to live in the moment. I try to live in the moment more often than not, as much as possible. But in the process of living in the moment, sometimes you forget. You don't forget, but the past goes away so quickly, and the past opportunities and things that have happened kind of pass by so quickly that you don't put a lot of thought into it, and you don't see a lot of value, and you don't hold on to it for a very long time. It passes by very quickly. You move past it very quickly, and you move on. So this is going to help us to acknowledge, you know, because basically we're acknowledging the things that are going on. We're acknowledging the things we have going on. We're acknowledging the situation. We're acknowledging all these things we have worked on, we've created, and we want to give, you know, credit where credit's due. We want to analyze that. We want to give credit where credit's due, and in order to give credit to ourselves, we have to really look at that. Another thing that I want you to think about is what's missed out, the opportunity not taken. What's missed out? So what is missed out on? What has been missed out on? And, you know, those are things that maybe might feel painful. Those are things that we might be painting a certain way. We might have painted it a certain way, and so therefore we feel like we've been let down, or we've let down ourselves, or we feel like we've messed up on something, or we've missed the boat. And those things in and of itself can help us to make change and leverage ourselves in a way that's very helpful. But at the same time, we have to look at it and understand that some of those things are not really missed out on at all. Some of the things that we feel like we might have missed out on are things that might have been good that we didn't make. It might have been on things that we didn't need to be a part of. It might be also kind of a reflection on things that might not have actually worked out. Now, there's certain missed opportunities that might sting for a while, but sometimes those might come back around. But in the process, it's really analyzing and understanding that, you know, things do happen. Processes do happen. Things do happen. But at the same time, we're allowed to really focus on that and say, okay, hey, I'm going to focus my energy as much as I need to understand why I missed that opportunity. I'm going to really look at it. Is this really an opportunity? Was it really an opportunity? And if it was, and if it's something that I really want to do, okay. But is it really what I really want to do? Is that really what I missed out on? Did I miss any of that? Did I miss anything? And if you don't really feel like you did, then maybe you didn't miss out on anything at all. Maybe in reality, there was no missing out at all. In fact, it was quite the opposite. We actually were able to offset a situation that might have not have been to the best of our ability. It might be also a situation where we actually learn and look at that situation to analyze what happened in that situation. Why was it a missed opportunity? Why do I feel like it was a missed opportunity? And what can I glean from the situation and take from that to learn more, to understand more, to actually kind of make myself more well-rounded and get to where I need to go? Another situation I want us to think about, too, in this timeline of opportunities are the accomplishments of what we have really learned, the accomplishments of what we have learned, and the accomplishments of the things that we've done. So the things that we've created in life, the accomplishments that we've had this year, I want you to full blow write that out on your journal. So I want you to write down in your journal, I want you to put accomplishments. And I want you to underline that. And if you want to, the best thing to do is to number them, because we're able to number them. And the good thing about numbering them is you see what's important to you, because the important stuff will come up first. You also see maybe where work needs to be done, because maybe there's some accomplishments that are more important than other accomplishments, but they just don't have a title, or they don't have money in tune to them. It might be something about family or children or something to that level, where that's something that needs to be put up higher in the totem pole than the other things, and acknowledging those accomplishments as is, and acknowledging the level of that accomplishment, even if it doesn't have a title or money attached to it. Very important stuff to think about, because this can also segue into some things that we might be holding on to that we no longer need to hold on to in our life based on pre-existing conditions, the way that we were trained and educated as a child, the value of what we were told about as a child, how things are named valuable, how are things categorized as valuable, how do these things work? And this is very interesting to understand, because a lot of times we buy into the way that we were trained growing up. We buy into that, we categorize it as that, we learn from that, and from there, that is where we live our life. That is where we are, and we can make great changes. We can make great changes, but we have to allow those changes to happen based on our own changes and our own feelings about what matters in our own life. So we have to say, okay, I might have been brought up that money is everything. I need to make money. I was taught this by my parents. I went through this. And money was everything. If I didn't make it, I was nothing. And if that's the case, okay, you might be coming from a structure where you feel like you're not worthy if you're not making money, because you were told how important money was growing up. On the other side, you know, it could be the exact extreme, and some of you are just in the middle, but the extreme could be, you know, money is the root of all evil, all that stuff. You need to do something because you love it and because it benefits society. And so there you are, struggling perhaps on another level, you know, accomplishments, but struggling financially because you are putting everything above that financial piece. And that's understandable. So these are things that we want to focus on and think about, and we can see that analysis as we write down the accomplishments. We get a psychological viewpoint of our own psyche and understand where we're coming from. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Don't turn the channel. I'll be back talking about more in your year in review. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing the concept of doing a year in review, taking your entire year and analyzing it and looking at it and journaling it to really see what happened this year and begin to analyze those things that are so important. And if you're really on top of things, next year we can do it as we're doing it. You can actually begin to journal these things in real time instead of going backwards and doing things. But right now we're starting it from scratch, and we're realizing that in order to really understand what we've accomplished and the opportunities and the gains that we've made in life, we need to be able to have some sort of analyzation of it, some sort of written documentation of it to show ourselves, not for other people, but to be able to see it for ourselves, to understand from ourselves, to see it from ourselves first and foremost, and to really get where we are, to really get, you know, who we are, and to understand that. And it's so powerful. And it really does help us to really understand our situation. It really helps us to define who we are. And it really helps us to understand what we've accomplished without, like, defining it or putting it down or forgetting about it or getting lost in the minutiae. And so right before the break, I was talking about defining opportunities, the certain opportunities that we've created, writing those down, the opportunities we have. What about the silent opportunities? that you didn't really feel might have been an opportunity, but now you kind of look at it. Silent opportunities are the things that at the time didn't appear to be an opportunity, but now you begin to realize that that is a real opportunity. What about on the things that you feel like you've missed out on? What about those things that you feel like you've missed out on, the missed opportunities in life? What do you think about that? What are some of those things? Can you analyze that? Can you see it? Can you define it? These are very powerful, powerful things to understand. Writing those down in that journal and seeing it for what it is. What about your accomplishments, the things that you've accomplished? And I want you to write those down in order of what comes to your mind. Now, what comes to your mind generally are the most important accomplishments or the things that are at the tip of you, like they're right there. They just happen. And if they didn't just happen, then those are the things that you feel is most important. And that also needs to be analyzed, because some of the things that we feel is most important in accomplishments might be more about the financial predication based on it, could be more about the title that is based on it, or the way that society looks, those types of things. All of those things can connect those dots with that. And that's something you really want to look at. That's something that you really want to analyze, because the accomplishments that we have are so powerful. However, sometimes we need to look at what we consider an accomplishment. Are we considering our accomplishments, all of our accomplishments? Or are we only looking at certain ones? And those are some things to think about. Are we only looking at certain accomplishments, or are we looking across the board on all of our accomplishments and understanding what we really have accomplished, seeing it for what it is, analyzing that truth, being honest with that, understanding that, being considerate with that, and moving forward with that. And that is super powerful. So being able to analyze that. And so some of the accomplishments, the ones that first come up, if they just first come up and they just happen, that's because they're first and foremost on your mind, because they're new and fresh. If they aren't new and they didn't just happen, the first ones that come up are going to be the ones that you feel are the most important accomplishments you've had. They're going to be those things that you really feel good about, the things that really connect the dots with you. That's going to be super powerful and something that I want you to analyze. Put that down and see that for what it is and really look at it. Do titles define me? Does finances define me? Does family become most important? Is my career most important? Are these things most important? Are these things important to me, and do I feel that those are important for myself, or have I been raised to believe those types of importances? All these things are very important to understand, and this journal is going to help you to understand that and see your year in review so that you can understand it, analyze it, see it for what it is, and really see the value in what you've accomplished over all this year. When we return, I'm going to talk about more of what we learned and our experiences and the experiences we went through, good, bad, or indifferent, and be able to look at that to really define our year in review and help us to really gravitate to those experiences that we've had that have pushed our life forward. So stay tuned. Don't change the channel. I got a lot more coming up for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caletrin consultants at Top.
USA Radio News.
The youngest victim in the shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, was remembered Thanksgiving night. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron was among 6 gunned down by Andre Bing, a supervisor at the store who ultimately turned a gun on himself. Police also released the so-called death note that Bing wrote sometime before the shooting. The gun used Tuesday night was purchased legally. Early voting has begun in Georgia, with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her home in Florida. The voice behind the songs Fame and Flashdance was 63 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're discussing the year in review, your year, actually, in review. Not the year in review of the news channels or the political forums or the entertainment industry. The year of review based on your year, what you accomplished, the opportunities that you've made, the things that you've created, all of these things to understand deeply what happened this year, what took place in your year, what you accomplished, what do you want to do so we can prepare for the future. So basically we're analyzing, we're understanding, we're processing, and we're preparing. And this is the basis for anybody working on anything, whether it's your personal year review, whether you're running a company and you're getting ready for the end of the year and you're trying to figure out your goals for the following quarter, whatever it looks like, or your goals for the next year in the four quarters. You might be trying to figure out whatever, but it's based on what have we done here, what have we done throughout the year, what have we done lately, and what can we do forward. And everybody needs to be doing this, not just companies, not just charities, not just news organizations. organizations, not just the entertainment industry. We all need to do it for ourselves to see our value and to not miss out on anything or misdefine ourselves or miss out on what we need to be looking at and understanding in our lives. It's so powerful and it's just so amazing. So we're going to continue to talk about that. So we have the opportunities. We've written out the silent ones, the certain opportunities, the ones that we feel like we missed out on. And then we begin to write about our accomplishments, the things that we believe that we've accomplished. Now, remember I was saying this really is a telltale because it will really show us what matters most or how we define what matters most. So there's lots of different levels. It can also show us and give us a bird's eye view, psychologically speaking, into the way we were raised, because you might not have been raised to think that a promotion is really that important, but maybe if you say, I got this promotion, that could be that maybe you look back and you realize how important titles were to your mother and father, or how important money was, or how important family was. Some of us were taught differently, where it doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's just the way you were raised, right? So if somebody raises you in a way that money is the root of all evil, how that's interpreted, or that family is the only real friends you have, or whatever it is, really looking at that analyzation and understanding where some of these thoughts come from to really better understand where you're coming from and analyze why you do what you do. So let's go into the learning process. What did we learn this year? Okay, then this is a big question. You know, what are some things about yourself that you have learned this year? And I want you to write that out. What are some things about myself that I have learned this year? Have you learned about what makes you tick? Have you learned about, you know, things that are missing in your life? Have you learned about that your life is good? You know, that there are good things in your life and you were maybe taking things for granted. Right? Is that a possibility? Is there also a possibility that maybe you learned the fact that your health is super important? And you realize that you were putting it on the back burner. You know, it could be on the back burner, like you weren't taking care of yourself, not working out, not eating well, not getting enough sleep. Whatever it is, you started realizing that and that became something on the forefront. Maybe some things that you learned about yourself is that you need companionship or you want companionship. Or maybe you realize that there's a fear factor and so there's a codependency there. You realize that there's this codependent tendency in you that you've been dealing with a lot of things in your life that you wouldn't deal with if you weren't codependent. And that can be super painful, the idea of realizing that we have these relationships that are not good for us, they're not healthy for us. And in that process of being in a relationship that's not healthy for us, we find ourselves in these relationships because of the fear of being alone, the fear of not wanting to be on our own, and that's something that we have to take into consideration as well. It's something that we need to analyze and see for the truth of what's really happening there. Very powerful stuff, very powerful. But, you know, this could be it. It could be the health. It could be about your career. It could be about things that you need to see in your career. You know, perhaps you decided you wanted to go back to school. Maybe that's the case. You wanted to go back to school. Why did you want to go back to school? What was the reasoning? I hope it wasn't because of fear. I hope it was to expand your mind. You know, I mean, all these things are very interesting. I mean, I want you to think about that. Like, to expand your mind, is that why you're there? Is that why you're there to expand your mind? What about family? Have you recognized things about family? Good, bad, and different. Happy, sad, positive, negative, neutral. There's negative things that happen, but sometimes the negative things that happen lead to a positive change of mind. You know, I mean, they lead to a positive change of mind. They lead to positive change. You know, and that's so super important. They lead to positive change. And that's why I feel like that's something that we need to analyze. That's something we need to do. That leads us to positive change and analyzing what are these things? What happened? So even if something happened with your family and you've lost closeness or connection with a family member, is that the end of the world? Or has that change actually resonated with you to see it for what it is, to understand the truth, to understand what's happening, and then you're also able to, better yet, take care of yourself. You're better yet able to make changes you need. You're better yet able to understand, okay, this happened, but how do I deal with it? How do I process it? How do I overcome that? How do I move forward? And those are valuable things all on its own. Those are valuable things all on its own, because there might be a time where it is a painful process. We feel like maybe we've been let down, or we've lost something in the family dynamic, or we feel like we're lost. Maybe the connection between you and a family member, or maybe a mother or father or sister or brother, maybe has changed. Has it really changed, or are you seeing the truth? Maybe you actually got to a point where you realize what's really happening, and you're no longer playing along with what's been going on this entire time. Maybe you're now realizing. And again, remember, think about these. What are the things that you've learned? What we've learned is a very interesting dynamic. The things that we learn go with us for our lifetime. So what we are learning shapes us, but we have to a lot of times let go of judgment. We got to let go of judgment. We got to let go of that judgment, you know, and that's what I want you to think about, is letting go of that. Yeah, something happened. We learned something. It was challenging or disruptive or disturbing or stressful or whatever. But can we let go of the defining judgment in the process, so that we can begin to see our truth? Can we let go of some of that in the process, so we begin to analyze that and see our value? Can we let go of that in the process and say, okay, this happened, and in the moment I wasn't happy about it. I might not be happy about it right now, but I actually learned from this, and I'm learning more about who I am, you know, what I do stand for. You know, perhaps you're learning about things that you won't do. You know, I mean, things you won't do, or things that you don't want to get in the way of your life. You know, there might be things that were getting in the way of your life. And those are that's something to think about. You know, the things that are getting in the way of your life, the things that are, you know, functionally, you know, holding you back. You know, can you look at that? What is holding you back? Are there things holding you back? You know, and I want you to really analyze that. Are there things holding you back? What is holding you back? These things, if there's something holding you back, can you see that for what it is? If there's things holding you back, can you understand it for what it is? What is that holding you back? And are you holding on to that? Are you holding on to that? And I want you to look at that too. If you're holding on to that, what is it that you're holding on to? Because that in and of itself is a great question. What are you holding on to? And these are all learning. These are all learning tools. What are you holding on to? What can I change? What can I augment? What can I do in my life to make my life easier, to make my life less stressful? You know, the next step to look at is experiences. What are the experiences I've had? What are some things that I experienced this year that I've never experienced before? What are some things that I experienced this year that really changed my life forever? I think that many of us are getting away from all these things that we have and moving more into experiences. So look at those. What are some of those experiences? Analyze that. What are the experiences that we've had? What are the things that we can really get on the bandwagon with? What are the things that we can really understand? What are the things that we can back up? Okay, wow, this was an experience that I had that was monumental. And I want you to start writing down experiences. Some of these experiences you might say are life-changing. You know, they might have opened your eyes. You know, they might have helped you to see the truth. You know, they might have given you the perspective you need. to see clearly. All these things are super, super valuable. And in this process, these experiences shape our lives. So all the experiences that you're having are shaping your life forever. These experiences shape our life. Now, we don't have to live with them forever. We don't have to sit there and go, oh, my God, this happened to me. This is horrible. Or how am I ever going to get over this? It's not about the horrible stuff. It's not about the great. We don't just take one experience and live with it, no matter how great it is. You don't sit there and go, oh, my God, I'm going to live my life with this experience for the rest of my life. I'm going to hold on to this for the rest of my life. No, I mean, we have to get to a point where we live our life, you know. We have to get to a point where we're living our life how we want to live it. And that's super valuable. You know, we want to get to that for sure. We want to understand that for sure. And, you know, I feel like that's interesting too. But even if it's a good, bad, or indifferent, we want to get to that point where we really see it for what it is, analyze that, understand it, and move forward exactly how we want to move forward with that. And that, in and of itself, is so powerful. That, in and of itself, is where we need to be at. And so looking at those experiences, understanding those experiences, writing down those experiences in order of ones that they come up. So there are going to be experiences that you go, wow, I remember this, I remember that, you know, this was amazing, that was amazing, this was life-changing. I want you to look at those. I mean, you might say, okay, this was painful. This was a really painful thing. I didn't like this. I didn't appreciate that. That was super painful. You know, I don't want to repeat that. Okay, there's some things we might not want to repeat. There might be some things that we want to be aware of, that we want to step back from. And those are things that we really need to analyze. Those are things that we need to accept in our life. Those are things that we need to open our minds to, open our hearts to, and analyze exactly. Okay, maybe this happened, but did I learn anything from the experience? What did I learn? How did I grow? You know, these are the how-tos. How did it happen? What happened in the process? What did I learn from it? You know, these experiences are so super important. And those are the things that really shape our life. And I think about some of the experiences from this year, I wouldn't trade them for the world. Some of them were super difficult. Some of them were super interesting. Some of them were super valuable. Some of them were super painstaking. But in the process, I learn and I grow through that process. And those experiences shape my life. So when I return, we're going to wrap up the entire year in review. And remember, this is a very helpful process if you can just get a journal, something that you can have for the rest of your life. This is not something you want to throw away. This is something that we don't want to throw away, because remember, we're getting into the processing and the preparing for the following. We need to process all these things, not just, you know, sweep it under the rug. We process these things and understand these things, so we can see the truth and we can understand our identity as we process through these things, allowing ourselves to have a deeper understanding, allowing ourselves to have a deeper resonation with our highest frequency, connecting with our highest truth, and being able to see the truth and understand that logic as to what happened. Because a lot of times if we don't see the full journey, we got to see the journey. So we got to see how we walked. So the steps that we took really help us to see the journey in its clarity. You know, seeing the journey in its clarity with a hyperly visible as far as like it's like in technicolor or illuminated, but it does illuminate to the point where it's visible to what happened. Because again, if we were doing this in real time, it would be even more hyper that way. But right now we're doing it, we're going back, we're having to go back into the recesses of our mind and think, which is not a bad thing, but that's why we really want to write this down, to connect the dots between what happened, our brain, and our heart. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the year in review, creating your own year in review, and being able to see that year clearly, what you accomplished, what you did, all those good things that have happened this year for you. Some of them might not be the greatest of things. Some of them may be challenging things. But analyzing that, seeing it for what it is, and actually working through it. And that is so valuable because we want to analyze, we want to write it down, and we want to analyze it. We want to understand why it happened instead of, oh, God, this happened or that happened. Understand what happened. And also kind of letting go of the definitions, good, bad, or indifferent, horrible or positive, painstaking or a learning process, amazing, whatever it is. It's like kind of letting go of some of those titles because a lot of times when we define something emotionally, we get ourselves into a situation where we put something down or we take the value away from something when in reality we really need to be giving it value. We really need to be seeing its value. We need to see that this actually has value in our life and be able to see the truth behind that. And so really thinking about that, processing some of these feelings. So there's certain things that happen that we need to process, that we need to get through, that we need to analyze, that we need to accept, that we need to feel good about or not forget, but accept that there's changes in our life or accept the fact that these things did happen. You know, about looking at those opportunities and seeing those opportunities for what it is, and seeing some of the opportunities that we didn't even realize were opportunities. You know, there are some opportunities that we didn't even realize were opportunities. And that's something that we want to accept as well. So those things, seeing that as what it is and allowing that to be, can be very, very, very helpful. Because sometimes we just don't see it. We don't see the realization of that opportunity. We don't see it. Some of these things, too, might have been a missed opportunity, but why do we consider it a missed opportunity? Why do we consider it something that we've missed out on? And if we do sincerely, after analyzation, feel like we've missed out on something, how can we get it back? How can we try to find a way to make that happen in our life? Looking at our accomplishments, what have you accomplished, and analyzing those accomplishments, writing them down, putting them down. And, you know, the first ones that come to mind might have been the newest, but if they're not the newest, then they're the ones that are the most important to you. And understanding, why is that most important to you? Is that really most important to you, or is that the way you were raised? Is that the functionality of how you were raised by your parents psychologically? And now maybe we should make some tweaks to that, meaning maybe family's more important to you. Maybe education, maybe for the love of doing what's right for you and for others, and consciously aware in the moment situation, and really learning some of these things to be aware of what's really most important in our life, because that can really help us to see our truth. Looking at our experiences, analyzing our experiences, what we've learned this year, the things that we learned, what we've learned about ourselves in the process of learning those things. What do you stand for? Who am I? Things you won't do again, things that you're proud of, things that you feel good about, things that you feel successful about, all of these things, very important, and very important impact into your life. And I hope this idea of the year in review has helped you. I want you to get a journal, but I never want you to throw it away. I want you to keep it, because this is the thing we're looking at and preparing ourselves for. What are the things that we want to do this coming year? What are the things that we want to see in our year in review this coming year? But we got to do something to get there. And I don't want you to be focusing always on the future. That's not it. We got to be in the moment, focusing on the moment, creating what we need to create, working on our goals, looking at what we need, analyzing what's most important, putting things out there, seeing if our values are aligned. Are our values aligned? Are they misaligned? Do we need to realign them? Do we need to really think about what our values are? Do we need to define our values in the first place? That could be a major possibility. Maybe it's defining our values in the first place. That could be in and of itself. That could be in and of itself, the fact that we have to define our values. And that is important, too. So making sure, have we defined our values? Are we on par with our values? And how do we feel about ourselves right now? I hope that this show has helped you. In the meantime, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and just put in Ashley Burgess, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R. You can also go to Instagram, Ashley Burgess, Facebook, or TikTok. We're new on TikTok. You can go to TikTok, and you can go to Relationship Rescue. Relationship Rescue. We have new content. And on YouTube, we have new content out every week, as well as on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. New content out every day. TikTok once a week as well. But check it out. Let me know what you think. I love to hear your thought process and how you feel about things, and also content that's important to you that we need to address, that I need to address, to make your life easier or to answer a question or whatever. I'm up for that, because I'm very interested in what you have to say. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Don't miss next show. We have another show coming up for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in 3 shakes.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.